But joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is the owner and general manager of the Dallas Cowboys. We say good morning to Jerry Jones. Happy New Year.
Well, I wish it was a Happy New Year.
Oh.
Certainly it's got to be better than this past year I've had.
Yeah, what a disaster, huh?
This has been a difficult ending to our season, I got to tell you. And the doctor says I'm about two drinks away from an extended hospital stay. I've been going hard.
Oh, no. Well, Jerry, what's taking so long? What are you and Jason Garrett talking about?
We're just meeting with Jason again today to talk about things and see how things are going. The problem is I try to work up my courage to fire him, and then he starts in with the small talk, and I never get a word in edgewise. Then after about 2 hours, then Marilyn comes in and says that we got to move on. And so I say, well, let's meet again tomorrow. And so I just haven't had the courage to get up and fire him.
But you're going to.
I'm trying to. I know everybody's been speculating and procrastinating why I haven't made any announcements on this. But the truth is I have this lucky coin that I flipped to help me make hard decisions. And I pulled it out a couple of days ago to decide what was going to happen with Jason, and I dropped it, and it fell behind the refrigerator, and I haven't been able to reach it to get it out. So Steven's coming over this afternoon with a long broom handle. We're going to try to get it out and decide what's going to be done about Jason.
That's what's delaying this whole thing?
That's just one of the things. That's one of the things. Now, because I think it's only fair that before I firmly decide and finally decide to fire Jason, I give him an opportunity to beg and grovel for his job.
You like that, don't you?
That seems painful.
Well, he's not only earned that, but I really enjoy it. I enjoy seeing what people will promise me in order to keep their job. Chan Gailey said he'd learn to read and write.
So
Wade offered me a bite of his Arby's roast beef and cheddar sandwich.
Oh, that was nice. That was generous.
Yeah, that was big for Wade to do that because he don't share food with no one.
But you're going to remain GM, or because some people think like Jason may be your new GM.
I am the GM.
Okay.
I am the GM. Did you like those three Super Bowls we won?
Yeah, but that was a long time ago.
I will remain the GM.
You upset him, George. I'm sorry.
There's nothing that's going to change that except my death, and I still don't think that'll change it. I will be the GM to the end of time of this team. You better believe that. But now, I will say, in defense of Jason, at least he showed up to his exit interview so far. All five of them. He showed up to
them. That's a lot. Ridiculous.
Barry didn't even show up to his. Somebody told me he was down at Baby Dolls in a chugging contest, whatever that is.
Possible.
But now, if I do decide to end it with Jason here today, I'll let you guys know first, because I'm very close to you guys.
Okay, we appreciate that. That's good.
But I tell you, don't expect this decision to come down anytime soon.
Why?
Because I got Jason on the payroll till January 14th, I'm going to get my money's worth out of him. He's already detailed my Rolls Royce earlier this morning.
That's what you're doing with him?
That's right. Yesterday, he polished my Super Bowl rings. Okay. He rearranged the styrofoam heads on my dresser with belts on them. And then yesterday evening, he spent all evening winterizing the Bravo Eugenia.
Oh, that's a big task.
Got to winterize.
Yeah. And he got the first 200 feet winterized, and he's still got 160 more feet to go on that boat right there.
So we
got
to do this for another 12 days or so?
Well, that's right. I'm going to get my money's worth out of him, by God. Oh, my God. Hold on. Y'all be quiet.
Okay.
Open up the door.
I think it's Jason outside the door.
Jerry, open the door.
Oh, my God. It's Jason. He's outside the door right now.
Well, open it. Yeah, go ahead and open it.
No, I'm not going to open it. I haven't worked myself up the courage. I haven't had enough Johnny Walker Blue to fire him just yet. I'm scared.
He's going to keep knocking.
You know, everybody's in such a hurry for me to move on and hire our next coach, but I'm not built that way. I need a little me time after this. I'm not ready to move on to someone else just yet. I got to sit on my couch and cry a little bit, eat some ice creams.
Well, who do you think you'll hire, finally?
Well, I haven't decided yet, but I'm really thinking about that Urban Myers.
Urban Meyer?
Yeah, I like Urban Myers, you know, because he's got a lot going for him. He's urban, so he can relate to the players and all that. but plus I like that college energy. You know, I like right. that college coach.
Yeah, like old Jimmy stuff. Jump Up, yeah.
Like Jimmy Jump Up. Like Jimmy Jump Up, I liked him a lot. My God, how long is he going to wait outside that door?
He thinks he has a meeting with you.
Why don't you get Roosevelt to show him away?
Hold on. Let me get on my intercom. Hey, Marilyn, have Roosevelt show up outside my office and tell him to bring his Glock.
Okay. Whoa. Glock.
I think I got this handled. I got to get out of here right now.
Okay.
All right, wish me luck.
Okay, luck.
When you see reports of gunfire out at the Star, you know that Roosevelt took action.
Okay.
Morning.
There goes Jarrah. An exclusive here on The Ticket.